Most of Australia is getting a long weekend this weekend, but not everyone. Monday, June 8th is the King's Birthday public holiday this year for New South Wales, South Australia, Tassie, Victoria, the ACT and the Northern Territory, but not for Queensland or WA. So what's this holiday actually about and why the different dates? Well, King Charles was actually born in November, and his mother, Queen Elizabeth, was born in April, so even back when the holiday was called the Queen's Birthday, it still didn't line up with the monarch's actual date of birth. This all harks back to a British tradition called Trooping the Colour. It started as a military parade back in the 1600s, and in 1748 it was decided this parade would be used to mark the birthday of the sovereign. And to avoid literally raining on the parade, officials made this annual event in the English summer, the middle of the year. Given Australia is part of the Commonwealth and King Charles is our head of state, despite not having a role in the running of the country, we get a public holiday too. The day is used for National King's Birthday Honours celebrations, a Commonwealth tradition in which people nominate others for outstanding service and achievements, including the prestigious Order of Australia Medal. Now, Australian state and territory governments get to pick when to mark the King's Birthday, and most have opted for a date close to the British celebrations. But then there's Queensland. There was a bit of a tussle over when to have the public holiday. It was pushed to October, then June, then back to October again to get a better spread of holidays throughout the year. And over in WA, the King's Birthday is on September 28th this year, except in the regional towns of Karratha and Port Hedland, where it's in August, basically to coincide with a major festival in the area. Now, if you're thinking all this makes rules around public holidays seem kind of chaotic, you're not alone. The ACT has the most public holidays in 2026, with 15 days off. Victoria's got 14 this year, including Grand Final Day and Melbourne Cup Day. Tassie's got the least, with 9 statewide days off, but there's also region-specific holidays not counted in that number. Regional holidays often centre around a specific event, like the Royal Hobart Regatta or Ekka Day in Brisbane, which marks the state's agricultural show. Last year, WA Premier Roger Cook said his government was looking at reviewing the state's public holidays and potentially aligning them with the rest of the country. He said that probably wouldn't happen until next year.